people have no idea of the danger that we're in terms of a dollar collapse. We are just one announcement away from the end of the dollar. Could be an announcement by Saudi Arabia, for example, saying that they will sell oil in other currencies other than the petrodollar. And instantly, boom, it's over. Over for the dollar. And that whole arrangement that's been in place for decades, where the Saudis would only sell oil in dollars in order to make sure the dollar was the world reserve currency, that can be over instantly. And the word is that Saudis have already reached an agreement with over 100 other countries in order to make that announcement, and that it is imminent. And when it comes, again, the dollar will become literally worthless overnight. Almost instantly, it will go to zero. If China announced that it was abandoning U.S. debt and would stop buying U.S. treasuries and actually started offloading the debt that it currently holds, or even if China announced that it would launch its own new gold-backed currency, either one of those would spell the instant demise of the dollar. It would be over. Instantly. And what's fascinating about this is that the central banks of the world are all trying to get as much gold as possible before that day comes. And China has thousands of tons, I mean tens of thousands of tons of gold, by the way. And the U.S. has seemingly very little gold because the gold vaults are empty. At least that's the case that it's rumored to be. So the dollar will be gone. The collapse will kick in, and with it is the collapse of the United States of America as we know it. The U.S. government will cease to exist in its current form, which in some ways may not be a bad thing, right? And the government's become incredibly evil. And when the paychecks stop to, let's say, the FBI, well, then the FBI terrorism against America comes to a screeching halt. When the paychecks stop to the FDA, then the FDA big pharma terrorism ceases, and so on. So this is the end of the cycle. This is the end of the United States government as we know it. This is the end of America, the end of the dollar, the end of dollar dominance. And it is imminent. Of course, none of us know exactly when this is going to happen, but all the signs are there that it is imminent. When this happens, it will unleash, of course, mass chaos across the United States. You've already seen the spontaneous looting of the Nordstrom's and the Louis Vuitton retail shop in California. You've seen these spontaneous looting mobs just going in and stealing from retail by 1,000 times, because the food stamps will stop. The bailout money will stop. The welfare money will stop. All of the American people living on welfare, which is about 40% of the country, they will suddenly lose their entire lifeline of free money and free food and free housing and everything. It'll be over. And they will riot. And some people say the globalists knew this was all coming, and that's why they tried to push the vaccines so heavily in these impoverished areas, to try to kill off all these people so that there wouldn't be as many rioting. But I don't ascribe any kind of, any motivation to the globalists that has them trying to reduce chaos. I don't believe it. I think they want to maximize chaos. They want to maximize deaths. But this is what's coming. Now, when this happens, of course, everybody's going to be caught with some amount of money in dollars. And for many people, they're going to be caught with all their assets in the stock market and in the bond market. And a lot of those are going to go, they're going to plunge so deeply, they will lose 90% of their value or more. Some will go to zero. People are going to lose their pensions because, of course, the government will not be able to pay. Even I'm talking state governments and city governments. And in addition to that, Social Security and Medicare will cease to exist. So you're going to have virtually every American suddenly losing some level of government support, and it's going to put them in a very dire situation, mass desperation, mass poverty, and this is the plan. Now, as this happens, out of the ashes of this scenario, there will rise a new generation of ultra wealthy. And who will those people be? They will be people who owned gold. They will be people who owned infrastructure, people who owned land, real things. They will be the new ultra wealthy. And especially people who own gold will be able to trade that into the new currency, whatever that is, at a very favorable rate. So let me describe the situation that's coming. And this is one rendition of it. It could happen in lots of different ways. But let's say we have the collapse of Washington, D.C., the collapse of the dollar. Texas very quickly announces it will be its own sovereign republic, the Republic of Texas, and it will launch its own new currency. I don't know what you want to call it, you know, Texas bucks or whatever. Longhorn bucks, right? And then Texas will need gold and silver to back its currency because people won't trust just another fiat currency at the state level. So when Texas launches its own currency, it will buy physical gold and silver at a very favorable rate. So if you own gold or silver, you'll be able to turn it into the state of Texas, let's say, in exchange for a massive amount of Texas dollars or whatever we want to call them. I'll just call them Texas dollars or Texas bucks. And in that exchange, you will get, by my estimation, 10 times the current purchasing power of gold. In terms of what gold is worth in dollars, you'll get 10 times that or more in this trade-in. So a lot of people are asking, well, okay, I buy gold. What do I do with it? Well, you can trade it for land. You can use it, in other words, to acquire ranches or businesses or vehicles or tractors or cattle or whatever, real goods. But also, you can use it to buy the next future currency that comes along as the current dollar collapses. And gold is the bridge. It's the transition to get you from here to there. Now, those people who are still sitting in dollars when this day comes, let's estimate that they will lose 99% of the value of their dollar. I mean, it's probably going to be closer to 100, but let's just say it's only 99%. So that's two orders of magnitude. They used to have $100 worth of dollars. Now it's $1 worth of dollars, we'll say, in terms of purchasing power, okay? 99% loss. Whereas those who had previously used their dollars to buy gold, this gold will, in my estimation, be worth at least one order of magnitude more, 10 times more than what they paid for it. So the difference between those who have dollars and those who have gold is actually three orders of magnitude. And that's a 1,000 times difference in your assets. In other words, to summarize this, if you have all your assets today in dollars and you lose 99%, then you only have 1% remaining. But if you have all your assets, let's say theoretically in gold, and then you have that gold trade-in that happens at 10 times the current purchasing power, the difference between those two extremes is 1,000 times, or three orders of magnitude, okay? Or put another way, those who hold dollars will be broke, broke, broke. Those who hold gold will be wealthy beyond what they probably ever could have imagined. And this is important to note because a lot of people think that gold is an asset that never has any kind of gain, which is fine. Gold is not supposed to be speculation. It's not supposed to be an investment in a revenue generator. It's supposed to be something that holds value, something that freezes your assets in a high certainty format that you know won't vanish. That's what gold is good at. Yet there is this trade that I'm referring to right now that could happen one day, could happen soon, that could mean people who own gold suddenly become extremely wealthy. It's the kind of once-in-a-lifetime scenario that, for example, the early days of Bitcoin was a similar scenario. If you bought Bitcoin in the very early days at $1 a Bitcoin, and what's that worth now? You know, $50,000 a Bitcoin? If you sell it, obviously, you still have to sell it. Now, the difference between Bitcoin and gold is that Bitcoin doesn't have any intrinsic value, so it's a risky thing compared to gold, which is intrinsic. It's on the table of elements. It exists. It's a physical element. It does not vanish. Bitcoin can vanish. It's software. It's a blockchain. It's a shared spreadsheet, so it can vanish. But if you timed it right in the early days and you sold it, you could have made a return of 50,000 times on your initial investment, or even more, depending on when you bought it or sold it. So think about having a 10 times return on gold as a very realistic scenario. Now, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't tell you what to do. I don't know your current financial situation. Obviously, I can't know your risks and your assets and so on. So you make your own choice. You do your own research. You know, get input from so-called experts if you want. I'm just telling you that I think this is a very viable scenario. And when people ask me, how do I plan to use gold in the future? This is part of the answer. Again, I can use gold to buy land, to buy businesses, to buy infrastructure, to buy vehicles. You can use gold to buy currency in a new currency system. So those are just some of the ways that gold can really benefit you. Now, let's suppose the dollar does not collapse anytime soon. Instead, the dollar continues to lose value because of the money printing, which is causing hyperinflation in consumer prices. So we're having a massive devaluation of the dollar, which is reflected in price inflation. Gold is suppressed in terms of its dollar pricing because the central banks and the government don't want people to have the signal that the dollar is headed for collapse, the signal of gold skyrocketing. See, anytime gold skyrockets, investors get nervous about the continuity of the dollar and whether things have gone wrong with money printing and Federal Reserve policies and the debt bomb and so on. So gold is artificially suppressed by a huge factor in order to keep its price artificially low. And the same thing is true with silver, even more so with silver. As a result, purchasing gold and silver right now is you get a discount that is subsidized by the Federal Reserve itself. So by many accounts, silver should right now be at $400 an ounce and gold should be something like $10,000 an ounce or higher, depending on who you ask. But gold is less than $2,000 an ounce and silver is somewhere around $40 or less. So you're essentially getting an 80 or 90% discount on gold and silver right now with the government, essentially, or the central bank, funding, let's say, 4/5 of your purchase. What other commodity can you purchase in the world where the government or the Federal Reserve pays 80 to 90% of it for you, and yet you can take physical possession and hold on to it? There is nothing else like that. It's literally a subsidized purchase that leverages your current assets into something that's going to be worth at least 10 times more in the future in terms of its actual purchasing power. Therefore, in my view, every dollar that you use to purchase physical gold and silver, it's being matched by anywhere from, you know, 4 or 9 additional dollars worth of purchasing power by the Fed, essentially, indirectly. And given that the Fed is looting your pocketbook by stealing the value of your dollars, this is the only way to really get back at the Fed and reverse the theft and let them fund your assets for a change. I mean, think of the beauty of the system, the symmetry of it. They steal from you, but they're willing to pay up to 90% of your purchase of gold, given that gold is worth so much more than what you have to pay for it, and that they are suppressing the prices. So that's my logic on the situation. You decide for yourself what you think makes sense, but from my point of view, there is no better low-risk investment right now than gold and silver. And it's not speculation. It's an asset that is physical. It's not cryptocurrency, it's not blockchain, it's not virtual, it's physical. And once you have it in your possession, you've got it. You own it. You control it. You can touch it. It's real. And you can trade it down the road for many, many other things, almost anything, and you can get incredible value for it. So that's my take on things. Do your own research. Make the decision that's right for you. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care.